And when they had prayed, they said, when they had prayed, what happened? Look now. Why should men pray? Can't y'all see it now? Men ought to always to pray. That's what Jesus said. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken while they were assembled together. I wonder why they shake the place, because he shook all that stuff off that was in the unnecessary. Sometimes we got stuff hanging on us, need shaking. Hallelujah. And the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You mean they were filled with the Holy Ghost? Yeah, you get many refilling. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Just flip right over to the 5th chapter and the 12th verse. Because this is the answer to it. The 5th chapter and the 12th verse. Fifth chapter, 5:12. You got it? All right. And by the hand of the apostles, were many signs and wonder wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon porch. Where were they? All with one accord in Solomon porch. And the rest, all those guys that threatened them, and the rest, if they were so bad, and the rest, and of the rest, doeth no man join himself to them. All the one did all the threatening, they didn't come over there messing with them. Come on. But the people did what? Magnify God. See, when you magnify God, it'll cause the power to flow. And when the power of God is moving, the power of Satan is silent. You get the power of God moving, Satan can't. He'll try to show up and twist it, but if you flow with the Holy Ghost, he'll get exposed. You get your phony self out of here. But when the power, they magnified God, and then something started happening, and believers were more added to the Lord. Multitude. I'm going to say it again, multitude. What is a multitude? More than one. What is a multitude? More than two. What is a multitude? I dare say it's more than 50. More than 100. Multitude is plural, not just one multitude. Multitude, both of what? Men and women. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick. Do you think God answered that prayer? They brought forth who? They brought forth the sick into the street. Didn't say they took them to the synagogue. They had some synagogue. They had some building. But they brought them out in the streets. You know, David been talking about that jumbotron. Can y'all believe anything? Can y'all believe something? How much can y'all believe? Here these people were bringing them into the streets and laid them on beds and couches that at least the shadow of Peter, that at least what? Not Peter, but the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. When you get anointed enough for your shadow to heal somebody, is there anything too hard for God? Are there any impossibility with God? Huh? The shadow that passing by might overshadow some of them. Go ahead. There came also, now this is in addition to what the ones that were there. Okay. There came also multitude out of the cities round and about unto Jerusalem. The multitude had gathered out of Jerusalem, but here to come out of other cities round about. You think God answered that prayer yet? Do you think God may have changed today? Huh? You see what God want to do? He wants to hook up with him and start believing. Take the limit off, stop grumbling. Every time somebody make a faith statement and encourage you to do something, we got somebody a grumbling complaint. You need to stop that. You need to zip your lips when you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe that person heard from God. Maybe they heard from God. You need to look in your heart before you open your blabber mouth. That's what you need to do. Before you speak and say, I don't believe they are what they... Well, you need to don't be going talking to nobody. Just talk to yourself. I don't believe this. Well, shut up, unbelief, and listen. Get in your heart and listen. And see, we love you, but I have to tell you the truth. Because the Bible says in those verses just above that, they were all with one accord and they magnified God. Nobody will argue and disagree. What you think you're doing, Peter? John, No. They was in one accord, and the power of God swept that city. So much and so, till are you hearing what the scripture is saying here? Because it's right up there in the scripture. I'm reading it. He said, in addition to the multitudes of people that were gathering in Jerusalem, they start coming out of other cities. Round about, that's what it said, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem. That means they was not in Jerusalem. Because they came out of the city to Jerusalem. Bringing what? Sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, half of them. How many? How many will heal? Do God want everybody healed? Why do we have all this unbelief? God don't heal everybody. Why did he do it then? Why did he change? You know why God don't heal and why God not healing? Not enough praying going on. God has to have a right. He just don't barge his way in your life. He waits for you to ask him by faith. Receive what he's already done.